and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. One couple enters the courtroom. Anna and Raven are the judge. You are the jury. The Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Christine, what's going on today?
Well, here's the problem. I have my 19-year-old son, Joe. You know, he's had his license for a while, and he's gotten some speeding tickets, and he's gotten in a couple of crashes, and my husband is wanting to take away his insurance. We've been paying for his insurance, but he's in college, and I just think that now is not the right time to do it, and I think he's being incredibly hard on it. I think the kid learned his lesson because he did have to pay for the tickets. And I just think it would be really dangerous for him to be driving around without insurance.
So what's kind of the catalyst? Did your insurance just go up? Or are you told that it's going to? What's the straw that broke the camel's back?
I guess the insurance rate did go up because of, you know, his speeding tickets and the crash.
Yeah.
And the two crashes. So, you know, I understand that. But I still think he's got to be able to get around in college. I mean, there's no way around it. He can't be driving without insurance. And he doesn't have a job right now. He's putting all his energy into work at school.
Well, right.
Mm. Same time, it can't get pretty expensive, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Let's call your husband and let's see what he has to say, okay? Hold on.
Okay, thanks.
Hello?
Hey, Al?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9. How are you?
I'm great. I'm the radio station, right?
Yeah, that's us, buddy. Hey, want to let you know that we're calling you this morning for the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Got a phone call from your wife, Christine, who tells us that you guys are having a debate over your son's insurance. Couple crashes, couple tickets. You want them gone. I hear it's costing a pretty penny. What's going on here?
Gosh. All right. First of all, I'm surprised Christine did that, but
yeah.
It's nice to talk to you. quite honestly, I'll just tell you, you know, he's had some speeding tickets. He's had two wrecks. We can't have this, you know, until you straighten things out and get your head straight, you know, when you're behind the wheel. I'm going to probably take him off the insurance. It's gone up three times what we were paying prior to all this stuff. Yeah, could we pay the money? Sure. But the thing is, he needs to learn a lesson that there's responsibility in your actions. That's all. And maybe, you know, look, he's at college and he doesn't need a car, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, gosh. You know, I think he really learned his lesson. I mean, he worked that summer job to pay off those tickets, you know, and I just think that, you know, you're putting too much pressure on him. I mean, he gets great grades in school. He does a really good job, and he screwed up this summer, so give him a break. I think you're being unreasonable.
Is that true, Al? Is he getting great grades?
He gets good grades, you know. The kid's smart. He's just not so smart behind the wheel right now.
Yeah,
he
just can't drive. You
know,
right.
I don't know that he learned the lesson. I really don't. Because while he was paying off a couple of those speeding tickets, he got another one, you know, in the middle of that. So, you know,
right.
What did he learn? I don't know.
Al, I think you better pay attention to your own speeding tickets before you start pointing the finger at him.
Well, what we do is we ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Christine, that he's a good boy, he's just had a bad run, and just support him a little bit while longer, especially while he's at school. But on the other side, they may see your side, Al, and say that, you know what? His time is up. He's had his chances. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Their 19-year-old has gotten multiple accidents, speeding tickets, and Dad says it's time to cut him off from the insurance. Mom, not on board.
Well, it gets very expensive, no question about that. I think that Al said their insurance went up three times their original amount here. Christine is concerned, says, hey, he gets good grades, their boy off at school, he's working part-time. He can't afford to take the insurance payment. Dad said, not my problem.
Honda of Westport Couples Court here on Star 99.9, today's best mix. You get to be the judge. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
I think I'm in between. I have a college-age student, and I took his insurance. I took him off and made him get his own, and he was unable to pay it. So now his car is parked in the driveway.
Right.
Well, I mean, a means to an end, right?
I'm sorry?
I mean, that's basically a means to an end, then. I mean, at least he's not on your insurance.
Hey, listen, if he wants insurance, he knows how to pay it.
Right.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the side of the dad. I think he hasn't learned his lesson yet. He needs to get a job while he's going to school and pay dad with his paycheck, because he's either going to hurt himself or someone else.
Well, he's already hurting them in the wallet.
Financially, right? Yeah.
So, but he can hurt someone else on the road if he's speeding and he's careless. He does need to learn a lesson, and I think the best way is he needs more responsibility.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Good morning. I am on the husband's side. He is at college. He doesn't need a car. It's his job to get good grades while he's at college, and the father did give him more than one turn.
Yeah, you should lay it out.
Boom.
Yeah.
Right?
Just like that.
Suck it up, Junior. You want your car back. Get a job.
In our young adults today. That's what we need.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Al, the votes came in on your side. Sorry, Christine. People understand that it's quite a bit for him to be dealing with college and, you know, if he's working part-time or whatever it may be. But they felt like college is also a great time for him to learn public transportation or take an Uber or walk, frankly, at this point, especially when it's costing you guys so much money. I mean, obviously, I'm sure you're probably helping out on college already. So,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, well.
Oh, I understand. Okay.
Well, I'm glad to know that everyone out there listening is really, really smart and bright.
I don't know if you would have said the same thing if the votes didn't go in your favor.
Well, thanks for joining us today, guys. If anybody else has an issue, you can email us at couplescourt@star999.com.
Coming up next, though, we're going to talk with Dr. Laura Berman. She's our relationship expert here, and we're going to get her take on the way to properly punish your adult children. That's next, right here on Star. The right and wrong way to discipline your adult children. Mm. Star 99.9, today's best mix. Tana and Raven joining us, Dr. Laura Berman. You can hear her here every night, Uncovered with Dr. Laura Berman. So this morning on the Honda of Westport Couples Court, they have a son. He's 19, still on their insurance. He's gotten a couple speeding tickets. Mm-hmm. He's gotten a couple car accidents.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one of those things where dad wants to drop him from the insurance to kind of teach him a lesson. Mom, on the other hand, is like, he's still just a kid, even though he's 19. It gets to a point where that in-between age, that like the 18.
It's tough.
Right, because they're still your baby, mm-hmm. but they're not a baby.
Well, they feel a little trapped, too, because mom's like, listen, if we drop him, he's probably just going to ride dirty. He's going to be driving illegally, and we can't really have that. So, you know, where's that line, Dr. Laura Berman, where, you know, you're not enabling, but, you know, you're trying to cover all your bases here. Like, how do you figure that out?
You know what? I would call my insurance company. This is the law of natural consequences. And I would call my insurance company and ask, you know, talk to their nice brokers most of the time on there that, you know, relate to your issues. Not that they're going to do you a solid when it comes to your fees, but, you know, they can advise you on the best way to proceed, but you tell them, look, I need to create some natural consequences for my son, but I don't want to permanently drop his insurance in case we need it, or should I drop it and reinstate it? But if it were me, I would say to my son, I have given you several warnings. And if you haven't given him several warnings, then do it one more time and you say, no more accidents. I don't care if you took that driver's ed class before, you're taking it again. And if you do all of those things and don't get in an accident for 3 months, then we're cool. If within the next 3 months you get into another accident, I'm going to have to take you off our insurance and you will be on your own trying to not only pay for the car repairs out of pocket if they happen and are needed, but you'll also be bailing yourself out of jail when you're arrested for driving without insuring your vehicle. So you need to get a handle on this.
Now, I think it's hard for parents to be the bad guy sometimes, even when the kid completely deserves it, you know,
because
or needs it.
Well, that's because we're enablers. I do the same thing with my son, but I've gotten really good. He's 20 now, and I've gotten really good at biting the bullet and requiring that he do something different or the it's just natural consequences. What if you weren't there? Or you make your son, you know, carry the extra cost that your insurance is now going to be. And if he doesn't pay for it every month, that extra, then he's dropped from the insurance so that he can feel the consequences of his actions, but he's not left untethered.
Right.
I think we always try and tell ourselves, well, if the kid just had some momentum, he'd be doing fine.
Yeah.
But what happens
and
is...
And he just needs time.
Right. And then it's, you know, it's something else 3 to 6 months after. You say, where
but
is that
But the bottom line is
start?
I've learned we're just doing them a disservice. We're putting off the inevitable and making them more unable to take responsibility for their actions. And if they really are messing up, they have to hit some version of rock bottom before, or feel it before they can really understand it, especially if you've always bailed them out before.
Oh, tough love. Man, I'm going to be so bad at that when the time comes.
I know. Thank goodness for my husband. He's the king of it.
You always got great advice. Dr. Laura Berman, you can hear her here every night on Cover with Dr. Laura Berman. And if you have a question for her, she'll answer it every night. Call her 855-5-UNCOVER.